November 7, Seek the Kingdom. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, NIV. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. The kingdom of God is God's dynamic kingly reign. God's rule has invaded this world through Christ, and is making its way with great force. Some Bible versions opt for a different translation because the verb translated in the NIV has been forcefully advancing can be equally translated suffers violence. Both fit the context. The second half of the verse, forceful men lay hold of it, explains that those who want a share in this kingdom have to exercise this same kind of force. The kingdom of God is not static, it doesn't sit still. The kingdom of God, like yeast in a bread mixture, permeates the bread as it bakes, reaching and expanding all the dough. The extraordinary nature of the kingdom touches everyone who enters it. Its radical demands are embraced by everyone who comes under its covering and blessing. People give up their treasures rather than losing their share in this kingdom. People begin to die to self because they can't be self-centered and Christ-centered in this kingdom. Earthly treasures lose significance and value compared to what the kingdom promises both now and in the life to come. Jesus, who understood the kingdom as no man ever had or will, could encourage his listeners to seek the kingdom in Matthew 6:33, pray for the kingdom in Matthew 6:10, inherit the kingdom in Matthew 25:34, to enter the kingdom in Matthew 5:20, and possess it in Matthew 5:4. The more we possess the kingdom, the more it possesses us.